Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be, she did all the chasing after we started hanging out. So I got an email success story for you today. Great way to end a great week, obviously. I got red on today in honor of Tiger Woods. Hopefully he gets better soon and gets out there and starts crushing it and wins a few more Masters so he can achieve his lifelong, what's interesting about Tiger is he wanted to basically win more championships than anybody else. He's getting close, but obviously wrecking a car, it's not helping. But, you know he's going to soldier on and keep grinding and keep trying to get better. And that's what I admire about him. He's one of the greatest to ever do it. And I hope someday he'll get to be called the GOAT. He's pretty close. So anyways, I've got this success story. There's a lot of cool things going on. This guy had a little bit of a disadvantage compared to most people. He's got Tourette's syndrome, I guess you'd say. Tourette's syndrome. But none of the verbal tics, if you ever seen, Rain Man, I think? I think that guy, Dustin Hoffman's character, had Tourette's or something similar to it. But he also had, what's interesting is that he grew up in a good family. His parents have been together for 25 years. He says they have an amazing relationship, just like Tom Brady and Giselle. He said his dad is totally alpha. But what's interesting is he's been immersed in the same culture as the rest of us. And so when you see the same movies and television themes where men are just basically supposed to chase women until women basically relent and throw in the towel, even though he grew up in that family, he was influenced by this stuff in our culture that messed him up, basically, and caused him to make a lot of mistakes. But then eventually he found his way to 3% Man, and then later my second book, Mastering Yourself. And he's been with his girlfriend about 8-9 months now, and he's doing amazing. So I thought it was a great success story. And plus he goes through what he did. He talks about his college sweetheart that he did a lot of things wrong with, turned her off, I guess it was after they graduated, and he got dumped. So for those of you that are suffering, you're feeling like, it's never going to get better, I'm never going to find anybody else, here's a guy that did it. And he had a lot of advantages coming from a family, but the culture, the movies, the TV, it just messed him up. But obviously he found my work, turned that around. And on top of that, he had Tourette's. Not as bad as some people have it, but he admits there was a time in his life where that was a limiting belief. He thought, who's going to want me? I got Tourette's. So for all you guys going, girls don't want to talk to me, and you're totally healthy, it's like, come on. You got no excuses. So with that said, I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through his email. And the quote says, the reason why most people don't have what they really want in life is because of the story that they tell themselves about their capabilities, limitations, and potential. Whatever you believe about yourself will determine what actions you are willing to take to move your life forward and what actions you will avoid taking to prevent experiencing potential pain, failure, and rejection. Your grandest goals and dreams usually involve doing a lot of things that may seem unpleasant and undesirable, but are essential to overcome and master in order to reach your full potential. Your fear of something that is necessary to succeed, but potentially unpleasant, is always worse than actually experiencing what you fear. Fear is an illusion that only exists in the mind. Overcoming what you fear helps to rewire your brain and mindset so you can overcome even greater fears and challenges in the future. The only way out of problems is to go through, over, or around them. With that said, let's go through his email. He says, hey, Corey, I hope all is well. I wanted to write you and tell you my success story and how I transformed my dating life by discovering your book. I was in a 4-year relationship in college, and I stopped being the man I was when I met her in college and did many things wrong, causing her to lose attraction to me, which led me to break up with my last girlfriend. And so what I like about that, it's positive self-reflection. He admits, hey, I screwed up. I did things that were really unattractive and obviously turned her off. Because until you can admit your own mistakes, you really can't learn from them and transcend them and overcome them. So you kind of have to humble yourself and recognize when things aren't working. Like Confucius said, real knowledge is to know the extent of one's ignorance. I was single for about a year and a half, and I went on dozens of dates, and I just wasn't getting the results I wanted. I'm a 25-year-old software engineer, and I have Tourette's syndrome. In the past, I've always been a nice guy when it comes to dating. I would try to please girls, and I basically followed the same story they show you in movies or books, that the guy chases the girl until she throws in the towel. That was sort of me. That's what I thought girls wanted. That's what they show you in the movies and TV shows all the time. It always shows that it works. But you do that in real life, and you get hit with a restraining order. It's not a good way to go. But yet Hollywood keeps pumping out this delusional nonsense. He says, I discovered your book in January 2020. I read it once, watched some videos, then read it a few months later again. I was going on dates and nothing was working. I was doing everything wrong. I texted girls right out of my life. I was too needy. I was not mysterious. I focused on relationships versus just having fun. I knew I needed to change my ways, so I did. Notice what he does next. He says, I nitpicked your book for a while, tried a few things, had some success, but still failed because I didn't truly know your material. So he read it once and then cherry-picked, looking for the quick, easy solution. A lot of people do it. And this is how the mass of people around us are. They want a quick fix. They don't want to hear that success is a process. They don't want to hear that things take a decade or more to really get to the point where you can see some major successes in your life. They don't want to hear that because, again, movie and TV is that, hey, just all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're rich, or hey, all luck just happens and everything goes well after that. You got to remember, all that stuff is fantasy, and it's usually written by men and women who didn't experience what they want. And so in make-believe world, the way they see the world, they write about this and everything works in the movies and the TV because that's the way they wished it worked in real life, but it doesn't. And you can't help but be influenced by this kind of stuff. You know, what's interesting is like when I started watching a movie the other night, and I was just thinking, man, it's one of those movies, somebody gets kidnapped and then people are trying to chase down the kidnappers. It's like the movies have been done so much. It's the same story over and over again, written in a slightly different way, different location, but it's like the same thing. It's like, I can't even watch this crap anymore. And so I very rarely even watch movies because it's like the same recycled four or five different kind of plot lines, and everybody else is, you know, coming up with a new take on it. And it's just not exciting. It's not compelling. It's not interesting. And I ended up watching maybe 35, 40% of the movie and just turned it off because it sucked. And I don't really watch much stuff like that. I'd never watch TV shows or any of those things. I actually stopped watching TV for the most part when I was in my late 20s because I was so focused on working and being productive, because I came to recognize it was just such a huge waste of time. And plus, back then, you got all these, I mean, even now, this day, it's like when you watch regular TV, there's so many commercials in it. It's just, it's unwatchable. And on top of that, the content's not very good. So you can imagine when kids grow up and you go through adulthood and you spend multiple decades watching all this fantasy and make-believe, it's going to reshape your mindset. It's going to change your self-perception and how you look at the world, and it's going to emotionally anchor you to things that are negative and will actually cause you to move away from the things you want in life and move towards the things that you don't want. Because we're naturally, just like Aristotle said, people do more to avoid pain than they do to gain pleasure. And when you watch a bunch of this garbage make-believe, it's not in any way, shape, or form based in reality, it changes the way you think in a very messed up way. And this has a negative impact on your ability to move through life and get the things you want in your personal and your professional life. So you got to really think about the kind of media that you're consuming, because a lot of it is just not good for you. It actually is detrimental to your success in achieving your goals and your dreams. Because it literally causes you to think a certain way, especially when you see the same theme over and over and over again. Like I said, it's like most movies are just unwatchable garbage. He says, I nitpicked your book for a while, tried a few things, had some success, but still failed because I didn't truly know the material. He says, I matched with my 10 out of 10 girl on Tinder in February of 2020, who is now my current girlfriend. But didn't start off all amazing there. You think, oh, wow, okay. There was some intermission here, which is interesting, but it's also, it worked to his advantage because it created attraction in her towards him. He says, we briefly texted in February, and I set up a definite date. One thing I did right, but we never met up. I believe I canceled on her. One of us followed each other on Instagram, and we stopped talking at all in about a few days' time. I did a few things right here without understanding at the time what I did and why it worked, and now I know. I basically pulled away, remained mysterious as I stopped talking to her, and it made her curious and wonder about me and the fact that I canceled our date. And then COVID happened and everything shut down. And on Bumble, on May 1st of 2020, that same girl and I matched again. Now, notice what he says to her after she replies to him, because you can tell she's got high interest, but most importantly, she has a good attitude. Because what he responded back to her, if a girl's got a healthy self-esteem, she's going to laugh and think it's funny. But if she's insecure or she's kind of an asshole, she's going to get butthurt and upset and then disappear. And what you want is a girl that's easygoing, got a good attitude, doesn't get butthurt over the things you say even when you make fun of her and tease her. She'll just turn it right back around and roast your fucking ass, which is the way it should be. You should be able to roast each other's asses. If you ever look at, you know, your guy friends, you roast each other all the time, savagely. And it's all in good fun. It's never meant to be mean. And you want a girl that's kind of the same way. When you tease her, she doesn't get butthurt. She doesn't take it personally. Life's hard enough. You can't have somebody that's so overly sensitive, you got to walk on eggshells. Especially like a lot of the people on the left are these days. Like, Jesus Christ, you can't say anything without them getting offended and butthurt. And now Dr. Seuss is canceled. She's fucking nutty. These people are fucking nutty. Commie propaganda has a strong effect on the weak-minded. All this participation trophy bullshit and, oh, we don't want people to get upset. Life is savage. Nature is savage. I live in Florida, and there's lots of things in Florida that will kill you and eat you. Alligators will happily eat your baby when they're hungry, and they don't care. They're just looking for a snack. They're like, oh, it's a baby. It's like, no, it's food. It's easy. I'm taking it. They'll eat your dog. Snakes will eat you. You've got these big, giant anacondas. They get so damn big, they could easily swallow a human whole. But I digress. So notice what he says to her. He says, on Bumble, May 1st, 2020, the same girl and I matched again, and she messaged me first saying, and obviously you can tell by her response, she's really into him. We should hang out sometime. Literally says, let's get together. That's what you want. You're like, hell yeah, I'd love to see you. I mean, she literally brought it up. And he replied, oh, you again, to give her a hard time. One with a good self-esteem is going to laugh and think that's funny. Women who are insecure are going to get butthurt and get mad and may just ghost you. And so when you say things like that and they disappear, you shouldn't feel bad. Like, oh, I got rejected. It's like, no. You turned off a thin-skinned leftist. You don't want that. She loved it, and I kept texting really short, and she invited me over to a house party one night that she was having. I got on top of your book and videos ASAP again and read your book 12 times in 3 weeks. She was wanting to hang out almost every day, so I read your book and when I would come back home from my parents' house the next day. She did all the chasing after we started hanging out. It's the way it's supposed to be in all the old movies. That's what you see. You go back to It's a Wonderful Life or with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed or Charade, one of my old school favorites with the great Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn. Whew, what a woman she was. But it's just beautiful, the interactions on screen. It's just women chasing men's attention and validation. That's the way it works. If it wasn't, women wouldn't be doing their hair and their makeup and tight-fitting outfits that show their cleavage, or it's like they're driven to seek attention and validation from men. But, you know, back to what I was talking about earlier, what you see in movies and TV is the exact opposite. All that feminist nonsense that has just permeated the school system, and it's in Hollywood. It's just, it's garbage. It's not based on reality. It's not based upon the way God made men and women. It just, that shit doesn't work. He says, I basically just implemented everything you taught. I never brought up dating, and I literally all we did was hang out, have wine, and hook up. What's the formula? Hang out, have fun, and hook up. Pretty simple. There's a reason the KISS principle exists. K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. Not even a formal dinner date for like 3 months. She would always ask me the next time to hang out before I even left. I wouldn't hardly text her since when I left, I already knew when we were hanging out next. Makes it pretty easy. Within a month, we got asked by one of her friends of a friend's parents if we were dating while swimming, and I said nothing. I looked at her. You notice how he just let her answer that question. I said nothing, looked at her, and she said, we're seeing each other, but nothing official. Again, he remained mysterious. Why answer a question like that? Later that night, besides, ladies first. Later that night, she asked me what we were, and I said, what do you mean? The man is a good student, right out of the book. So, cheers to the 3% Club. Teespring.com, Coach Corey Wayne store, shameless plug. And she said, well, I want you to be my boyfriend. And so I asked her out. This was a month in. About 55 days in, she told me one night in bed that she loved me. I'm shocked. I'm shocked this happened. We're coming up on our 9 months anniversary in a few days. Well, congratulations, dude. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you. You've completely changed not only my dating life, but my whole life. I'm currently reading Mastering Yourself, obviously my second book, a book on self-reliance. Now, here's what I like. He talks about his dad here. So despite growing up in this family where he had an alpha male as a father and an alpha female and a very happy relationship, he was still influenced in a negative way by the cultural garbage from the cultural Marxists that run Hollywood. He says, my dad's an alpha male. Him and my mom have been married for 25 years and have the best relationship. They're like Tom Brady and Giselle. He's been watching me for years make mistakes and giving me advice to basically be like what you teach. You should listen to your dad more, dude. He obviously knows what he's talking about. And he sent a picture of his mom and dad. And I could tell just by looking at his dad's body language and physiology. He's like, he's the fucking man. He's the man of the household. He's one of those guys that is just naturally alpha. He doesn't understand how everything he does makes him alpha. He just owns it. I have late onset Tourette's syndrome. No verbal tics, just some motor tics. And I thought for a while that no one would really want to date me. Wow, how wrong I was. It's like guys that go off to war and they get wounded. Chicks love scars. They find it sexy. If you own it and you're not bothered by it, women won't be bothered by it. That's where being humble and not taking yourself too seriously comes into play. It's very attractive. Vulnerability is power when displayed the right way. Thank you again. I can't get enough of your content. It's put me in the best spot of my life, both personally and professionally. I also have been making green smoothies, and they are fantastic. Good job, dude. Just doing a green smoothie a day, Corey's Green Alkaline Smoothie, one a day for 30 days. You'll notice a difference in your skin and how you feel. Just try that for 30 days. Do the 30-day challenge. He says, when is your next book coming out? Come on, man. So where we're at with the book of quotes, it's done. All the recording's done. Just did the final corrections on editing on some of the audio tracks. So we've ordered the hardcover proof and the different paperback proofs to just make sure the binding and everything fits. So maybe the next month or two it should be out. I'm not in a rush to get it out. Let's put it that way. Obviously, I get on my assistant about it, and I want to enjoy the process. You know, I've already actually got the second book of quotes is done as well, but we're taking our time with that. So I don't know, I'll probably release that one next year. I want to see how the first one does, and then, you know, any feedback, we can obviously modify the second book of quotes. But right, each book of quotes is going to have about 250 quotes in it. And I do a bunch of, you know, so I'll read the quote and I'll do some freestyling and stuff. So I think you guys will really like it. Obviously, I don't really get into much politics in there. I'm sure people on the left, you know, are going to be happy to hear that, but whatever. So I'll let you know, but we're getting close to being able to have it released. Like I said, we're just waiting on the proofs and then it should be ready pretty soon. So obviously included pictures, which I'm not going to share to protect the innocent, but his girlfriend's pretty cute. She looks like actually a girl I used to work for us back in the day when we were in real estate. And good job, dude. Welcome to the 3% Club. Here's to you. Here's to your family, your parents, mom and dad. Listen to your fucking dad a little bit more when he gives you advice, obviously. And if you have a problem or a challenge in your personal or your professional life and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.